that, how he watched the clock and he did that, and guests, and he's been in the business for years and years, because he's really old.
You know, he's still here, right?
I know he's still, this is why I say these things. But yeah, I really appreciate that he comes in here and I give him the last hour of my show, you know, once a month or once every other month.
Yep.
And he just brings it every time, and it was a lot of fun.
It was an excellent interview, and you know, what's one of the things I love about WMFO, especially your show, is, you know, opening it up to touring musicians and kind of giving them some space to talk about their art and what they're doing and where they're going and the music they're creating. And then giving that platform to somebody to talk about that for an hour. That was great. And what were you doing for that hour?
I was sitting
monitoring?
I was sitting here trying to get like cosmic signals from Steve so I would know what he wanted me to play next, because, you know, the planning is all in his head. It's not necessarily communicated to me, but it's fine. It makes it fun.
Yeah, it was great. That's what live radio is all about.
Sure.
So you were on a cruise.
I was.
And I got the pleasure of covering your show a couple weeks ago, two weeks ago?
Yeah, 2-3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And you met Kristen for real here.
Yeah, I met Kristen for real.
And what a pro.
Total pro.
Yeah.
We had a great time. Great conversation. Kristen hung around for a little bit. And
Heard it.
And, you know, just being able to broadcast your show on Kristen's Bumblebee radio.
Yeah, isn't that nice of her?
It's super fun.
Yeah. And the best thing is, you know, WMFO is the winner here, because, you know, when the students aren't here or they have a final and they can't make their show, she's a substitute here. So she can come in here and bring her talent.
That's incredible.
We win.
We totally do. I mean, her, you know, being on the air, doing stuff for WBZ. Come on. That's like next level.
She's been doing that for decades.
Forever.
And even though she's only like 29.
I know. It's incredible.
It's incredible.
It really is. So it's good to see you.
Good to see you too.
Here covering for Something About the Women.
You coming on the cruise next time?
Your cruise?
Well, the cruise that we go on. Whatever it is. We'll go on again.
You're going again?
Yeah. Wait, different locations, though.
Where'd you go this time?
We went to Puerto Rico, Dominican Republic, and Bahamas.
Oh, man.
Next time, I think it's Spain, Greece, and Amsterdam.
Oof.
Yikes. That's a 10-dayer.
That's amazing. That's a 10-dayer. I've been to Puerto Rico, and Puerto Rico is one of my favorite places.
Yeah.
You know, and unbeknownst to most people, especially, you know, the current administration, it's part of this country.
Oh, really? Yeah, we were talking about that when we were there. Because you have to watch the phones, you know, to make sure you don't get roaming star charges.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, we're in Puerto Rico. You can turn the phone on
because
it's us. So, yeah.
I wish a lot of people knew that, but they don't.
Yeah, Americans these days, you know. Who are we?
Who knows?
I don't know.
So take a guess. You know how much I love talking about how many times I've covered this show?
Yeah.
How many times do you think it is now?
27.
Oh, it's close. It's 22.
Oh, see, I over-exaggerate sometimes because I'm scared of being wrong, but it's good to be like on the plus side.
Am I that intimidating?
I wouldn't want to say to your face.
It's the tattoos, right?
No, yes. Yes, they're everywhere.
Well, it is good to see you, my friend.
Me too.
Another great show, and your guests were excellent.
Yeah.
Just a great interview. I love really good interviews, and that was a really great
Steve does
interview.
It. He does it really well. And next week, it'll be just me.
Just you.
Push and play 30 times, so I like that.
Well, I'm looking forward to it.
Me too.
I'm looking forward to next week.
Me too.
All right, my friends, good to see you. Let's get Something About the Women started. I'm going to spend the first hour doing playing songs from women who are in bands but also have solo careers. So these are all, you know, obviously popular women who have great bands, but also have a very fine solo career going through all the decades. And then it's just going to be a free-for-all, free-form, as we are here at WMFO.
Mm-hmm.
So let's get things started. I am Ryan D., your guest host, sitting here for the 22nd time. Thank you so much to Sue and Jane and Kirsten for allowing me to be the Something About the Women's sister bro, which I take very seriously. So let's get this show started here on this Saturday morning. As I said, the first hour is going to be solo artists who are also in bands, and here is one of my favorite. It's Brittany Howard, lead singer for the Alabama Shakes, and this is off of her debut solo album titled Jamie. It was named in honor of her sister and released September 2019, and here's a great one called Stay High, kicking off Something About the Women. We'll be right back.
places that you come from, yeah.
Oh, her spiraled hair, and I could see it, our life in a movie. And now I'm spinning my web up in the air, my spider senses, rain's gonna fall, wash away the life I'm leaving.
I If I walk down this hallway tonight, it's too quiet, so I pad through the dark and call you on the phone. Push your old numbers and let your house ring till I wake your ghost. Let him walk down your hallway. It's not this quiet. Slide down your receiver. Sprint across the wire. Follow my number. Slide into my hand. It's the blaze across my nightgown. It's the phone. Last night, you were driving circles around me. I think last night, you were driving circles around me. I think last night, you were driving circles around me. I can't drink this coffee till I put you in my closet. Let him shoot me down. Let him call me off. I take it from his whisper. You're not that tough. It's the blaze across my nightgown. It's the phone's ring. Last night, you were driving circles around me.
You were.
I think last night, you were driving circles around me.
You were.
I think last night, you were driving circles around me.
You were.
I think last night. Driving circles around me.
You were.
I think last night you were driving circles around me.
It's Something About the Women here on 91.5 FM with your guest host, me, Ryan D. First hour, we are celebrating women who are in bands who also have successful solo careers. And you just heard Kristen Hirsch with Your Ghost, Kristen Hirsch of Throwing Muses. The lead single that you just heard, Your Ghost, features Michael Stipe, which is another excellent musician, obviously, and is off of Kristen's debut solo album, Hips and Makers, released 4AD Records, January 1994. Her stepsister up into that, Tanya Donnelly, track called Pretty Deep, Tanya Donnelly, of course, of Belly, and she was in Throwing Muses with Kristen. Pretty Deep is the lead single and first track on Tanya's debut solo album, Love Songs for Underdogs, released 1997 on, I want to say, 4AD, or Reprise. That's what it is. Hayley Williams up out of that with Parachute, and that is off of the Paramore frontwoman's 18-track third solo album. It's called Ego Death at a Bachelorette Party, and it's quite excellent. It's released last August on Post Atlantic. Kim Deal of Breeders' Fame, and of course, Pixies. With Coast, first single off of Kim's first solo album, Nobody Loves You More, is released November of 2024 on 4AD. And kicking off the set as well as the show with Brittany Howard of Alabama Shakes. Stay High, name of the song I played for you, second single off her debut solo album. Jamie was named in honor of her sister and released September 2019 on ATO Records. Happy Saturday morning to all of you. Hope you are doing well. Enjoying your Saturday wherever you are, wherever you're listening. Thanks for being out there. Thanks for tuning in and supporting this show and this station. I love this show, and I love that I get to be a frequent guest host. It's one of my favorite things. This next woman, obviously, she needs no introduction. She's in Fleetwood Mac. And has also had a very successful solo career, and she's still at it. Talking about the one and only Stevie Nicks, here is one of her greatest songs and one of the greatest songs. It's our third single from her debut solo album, Belladonna, released back in July of 1981. It's called Edge of 17, and one of my favorite things about this song is that Stevie came up with this title when she was talking to Tom Petty and his first wife, Jane, and asked them about when they first met. And Jane said at the age, Jane was Tom Petty's wife at the time, said at the age of 17, but she had such a thick Southern accent that Stevie thought she said the edge of 17. And I think, I just love that story. So she thought Tom Petty's wife said at the edge of 17, not the age of 17. So she used that as the title for this song, and it's fantastic. Here's Edge of 17 from Stevie Nicks.
We'll be right back.
queen of rock and roll right there, Joan Jett, off of her debut solo album. It was originally released in 1980 as Joan Jett, and then re-released as Bad Reputation in 1981. And that was the title track and fourth single from that debut solo album. Released, Joan Jett was released in May of 1980, and it came out in 1981 as Bad Reputation. But her Joan Jett self-titled solo album was officially released 1 year after her incredible band, Runaways, when they disbanded. And Joan would go on and form Joan Jett and the Blackhearts for their next album, which also came out in 1981, called I Love Rock and Roll. You know the story from there, I'm sure. Her bandmate in the Runaways, up out of that, Lita Ford, with Kiss Me Deadly. Lita was the lead guitarist for the Runaways. And you heard the lead single from her huge hit of a third album, self-titled as Lita. It was released February of 1988. And up out of that, two other members in a famous band with amazing solo careers. Christine McVie, the late, great Christine McVie, Got a Hold on Me. I love that song so much. It's the lead single off her self-titled sophomore album, released January of 1984. It would be her first solo album in 14 years. Her first release solo album came out back in June of 1970. Self-titled, using her maiden name, her first solo album was called Christine Perfect. And I love that her maiden name is Christine Perfect. And her bandmate in Fleetwood Mac, Stevie Nicks, kicking off that set with Edge of 17, third single from her debut solo album, Belladonna, released July of 1981. Something About the Women. I'm Ryan D., your guest host. We are celebrating women who are in great bands who also have great solo careers. This is the final set, because we were doing that for the whole hour. And here's one of my favorites. Well, these are all my favorites, so I'm just kind of repetitive, isn't it? This Icelandic powerhouse was in a great band called the Sugar Cubes and broke out and had a hugely successful career on her own. I'm talking about, of course, Bjork. This is a great one from her third studio album, Homogenic. This is called Hunter from Bjork.
Travel is searching. Silence. Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it. But he just throws it. Again. I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Yo. We about to get
extending across the atlas. I begat this, flipping in together on the dirty mattress. You can't match this, rapper slash actress. More powerful than two Cleopatras. Bomb graffiti on the tomb of Nefertiti. MCs ain't ready to take it to the Serengeti. My rhymes is heavy like the mind of Sister Betty. El Boogie spars with stars and constellations. Then came down for a little conversation. Adjacent to the king, fear no human being. Roll with cherubims to Nassau Coliseum. Now hear this mixture with hip hop meets scripture. Develop a negative into a positive picture.
Now everything is everything.
Sometimes it seems.
Sometimes it seems.
We'll touch that dream.
We'll touch that
but
dream.
Things come slow and not at all.
They come slow. Yeah.
And the ones on top.
The ones on top.
Won't make it stop. So convinced that they might fall. Let's love ourselves and we can't fail.
La 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 la
You've been strong for so long.